The rule here is total silence. We make no pretense at rehabilitation here. We're not priests, we're processors. A meatpacker processes live animals into edible ones. We process dangerous men into harmless ones. This we accomplish by breaking you. Breaking you physically, spiritually. Strange things happen to the head here. Put all hope out of your mind and masturbate as little as possible. It drains the strength. That's all. Take him away.
Well, we've been in several prisons. San Quentin and Folsom Prison and the Starkville, Mississippi jail. And the El Paso jail. And you wouldn't believe it. One night I got in jail in Starkville, Mississippi for picking flowers. I was walking down the street. I may sing that for you a little bit later on. I was walking down the street. What? Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. I was talking. I was walking down the street and, going to get me some cigarettes or something. About 2 o'clock in the morning after a show, I think it was, I reached down and picked a dandelion here and a daisy there as I went along, and this car pulls up. I said, "Get it the hell in here, boy. What are you doing?" I said, "I'm just picking flowers." Well, $36 for picking flowers in a night in jail. God damn. You can't hardly win, can you? Damn. No telling what you'd do if you'd pull an apple or something. Well, I'd like to do this song on behalf of all you guys here at San Quentin to kind of get back at whoever you want to out there. In my case, I'd like to get back at the fellow down in Starkville, Mississippi that still has my $36. Well, I left my motel room down at the Starkville Motel. The town had gone to sleep and I was feeling fairly well. I strolled along the sidewalk neath the sweet magnolia trees. I was whistling, picking flowers, swaying in the southern breeze. I found myself surrounded. One policeman said, "That's him. Come along, wildflower child, don't you know that it's the way in? They're bound to get you, 'cause they got a curfew. And you go to the Starkville City Jail." Well, they threw me in the car and started driving into town. I said, "What the hell did I do?" And he said, "Shut up and sit down." Well, they emptied out my pockets, took my pills and guitar picks. I said, "Wait, my name is all shut up." Well, I sure was in a fix. The sergeant put me in a cell, then he went home for the night. I said, "Come back here, you so-and-so. I ain't being treated right." Well, they're bound to get you, 'cause they got a curfew. And you go to the Starkville City Jail. I started pacing back and forth, and now and then I'd yell and kick my $40 shoe against the steel door of my cell. I'd walk a while and kick a while, and all night nobody came. Then I sadly remembered they didn't even take my name. At 8 a.m. they let me out. I said, "Give me them things of mine." They give me a sneer and a guitar pick and a yeller dandelion. They're bound to get you, 'cause they got a curfew. And you go to the Starkville City Jail. And you go to the Starkville City Jail.
Standing during a concert.
Yada, 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 yada.
Shut up. That's better. Now, the administration of Folsom Prison is proud to present Johnny Hicks.
And when my boy grows up, he's gonna go to prison. I'll never forget the time I was in prison. One time I stomped a cop. You know about cops. They hang around in prison. Well, I stomped this cop. And that was when I went to prison. To thank the warden for letting us come here today. one announcement. The warden asked me to tell you prisoners that when the concert is over, you're to march out in single file and return to your cell. I keep a close watch on this watchman, 'cause they don't set me free till 1989. But while I'm here in prison doing time, the things I'm learning suit me real fine. And the warden, a real good friend of mine. Life in prison is mighty hard. They won't let you play in the yard, yard, yard. I'll spend my days nights with a very friendly guard and the warden, good friend of mine. And the warden, good friend of mine. They teach me things to make me cope. I learn to make ashtrays, learn to make rope. I worked in the laundry, I dealt some dope, and I learned in the shower drop the soap. And the warden, a good friend of mine. And the warden, a good friend of mine. I can't wait for rehabilitation. I can go outside and use my education, 'cause the things I learned in this here situation give me lots of ideas.
Our nation now has the greatest number of prisoners of any country in the world. Nearly one in every 100 adults in America is in prison or jail.
That's true. We have over 2 million people behind bars right now. We have more prisoners at the moment than China. We don't have more of anything than China, other than, of course, debt to China. And it didn't always used to be this way. Our prison population has expanded eightfold since 1970. Our prison population has exploded for a number of reasons, from the dismantling of our mental health system to mandatory minimum sentence laws, which help explain why 97% of people plead guilty to federal crimes rather than risk going to trial, to, of course, drugs. Half the people in federal prison are there on drug charges, and it accounts for a quarter of admissions to state prisons. And, of course, it's tricky to know how to feel about all this, because, on the one hand, the war on drugs has completely solved our nation's drug problem, so that's good. But, on the other hand, our drug laws do seem to be a little draconian and a lot racist, because while white people and African Americans use drugs about the same amount, a study has found that African Americans have been sent to prison for drug offences at up to 10 times the rate, for some utterly known reason. It reminds me of a joke. You know, black people who commit drug offences, they go to jail like this, whereas white people don't go to jail at all. In fact, so many people are incarcerated in America right now that it's become one of the things that Sesame Street has to explain to children. Just think about that. We now need adorable singing puppets to explain prison to children in the same way they explain the number seven or what the moon is. And at least Sesame Street is actually talking about prison. The rest of us are much happier completely ignoring it, because it's so easy not to care about prisoners. They are, by definition, convicted criminals. In fact, it's so easy not to care that we are really comfortable making jokes about one of the most horrifying things that can potentially happen to them. Collectively able to laugh about references to the fact that 4% of prisoners reported being sexually victimized in the past year. One in 25. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but think of it like this. If every time you bought 2 dozen donuts, one of them had been raped, you'd be pretty upset. And those are pastries. Prisoners are people. If you If you don't know a prisoner, though, or think that you're ever likely to become one, then their safety and health is not going to be high on your list of priorities. But here's the thing. Increasingly, we aren't taking care of them at all. Private subcontractors have steadily been taking over certain services, like the Aramark Corporation, who provide food to prisons and a promise that with Aramark, you can expect more savings. And hey, look, when you're being thrifty with food costs, what's the worst that can happen?
Records show 65 instances where Aramark employees failed to provide food or ran out.
The private vendor Aramark changed recipes to include cheaper, sometimes substandard ingredients.
Aramark Correctional Services made headlines recently after maggots were found in food served at prisons here in Michigan.
The only time when you are happy to hear the words maggots were found is when you are a maggot whose family was lost at sea. We floated 3 days on a piece of bread, but we never lost hope.
They say our love is taboo. That what we're doing is wrong. But I don't care what they say. 'Cause my love is so strong. They tell us we should be ashamed. We're not husband and wife. But I cherish each moment with you. I'm so glad you're in my life. You're my prison bitch, you're not like other men. I'm glad we share a prison cell when lights go out at 10. I can't escape the way I feel, now that would be a crime. As long as I am doing you, I don't mind doing time. 'Cause you're my prison bitch, and I have no regrets. I got you for a candy bar and a pack of cigarettes. At first you were resistant, but now you are my friend. I knew that I would get you in the end.
Prison bitch, prison bitch.
I guess that you were sent from up above.
Yeah. Prison bitch, prison bitch.
And now you are my prisoner. Oh,
I'm your prison bitch, your prison bitch, and you're a sex machine.
Uh-huh.
I only have but one request. How about some Vaseline?
Shut up!
I'm tired of this prison cell. I need to get away. They sentenced me to 7 years, not seven times a day. I'm your prison bitch, your prison bitch, you nymphomaniac.
Come here!
I really these markers that you tattooed on my back. I thought that I could break away, but now I'm losing hope. God, I'm tired of picking up the soap.
Bend over, prison bitch. Prison bitch.
Turn out the lights, 'cause I can hardly wait.
Prison bitch. Prison bitch.
When I get out, I'm ready to go straight.
You're my prison bitch, I'll never say goodbye. You're not like all the others, too bad they had to die.
On second thought, I think I'll stay, if you want me to. Your prison bitch is never leaving you.
Yeah, at first you were my cellmate, but now you're my soulmate. So come here, baby, come here.
Oh, no, not again. Now I know why they call you a heart criminal.
Hang on, you're about to find out why they call this the pokey.
Thank you. I had a friend named Ramblin' Bob, who used to steal, gamble, and rob. He thought he was the smartest guy in town. But I found out last Monday that Bob got locked up Sunday. They've got him in the jailhouse way downtown. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ooh-ray. Holy, 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 holy. He played a game called poker, pinochle, whist, and yoker. But shooting dice was his greatest game. Now he's downtown in jail, nobody to go his bail. The judge done said that he refused a fine. He's in the jailhouse now. He's in the jailhouse now. I told him once or twice to quit playing cards and shooting dice. He's in the jailhouse now. Ali-o-le, ali-o-le, ali-o-le. I went out last Tuesday, met a girl named Susie. I told her I was the swellest man around. We started to spend my money, then she started to call me honey. We took in every cabaret in town. We're in the jailhouse now. We're in the jailhouse now. I told the judge right to his face, we didn't like to see this place. We're in the jailhouse now. Holly, ole, holly, ole, holly, ole, ole.
Well, don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain. Gang, all day long they're saying, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, oh. Don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain? Gang, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
to wait right here. Don't you know that's the sound of the men working on the chain?
Won't you
all free. I know that no other one will ever do, and I know the answer is all up to you. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man down here so often, you don't even ask my name. And if you keep him all his life, I'll be here just the same. Please, won't you let my man go free? Yeah, yeah, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? October 1953, how could he be in Frisco? He was home with me. Please, Mr. Jailer, won't you let my man go free? Go free. Go free.
Driving my car all over the road. She had no mind for no vehicle code. She was singing real loud to the radio. She was slapping the dash to the rhythm, you know. I told her, slow down. My baby just smiled. She said, we're going to town. Things really got wild. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I'll tell you the tale. My baby's in jail. My baby was crazed. She was drinking that gin. She'd do anything the mood she was in. Went into a curve, didn't even slow. Doing 105 past the highway patrol. With flashing lights, they pulled her over. She gave me a wink. She said, just act sober. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. A crazy female. My baby's in jail. Your license, please. You think you're a star? Give me those keys. Get out of that car. Now walk that line. Touch your nose and recite the alphabet. Blowing this hose. They put the handcuffs on. Too drunk to drive. Gonna do some time. She blew a 3.5. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. I said, but she's so frail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. My baby's in jail. Making love through the mail. Looking so pale. I ain't getting no tail. My baby's in jail.
So many days we leave, they would be cold. You can see the convicts standing looking down on the toll. I wonder how long before I can change my clothes. I wonder how long before I can change my clothes. So many days we need, they would be cold. They would have us out in the rain and cold. I wonder how long before I can take my clothes. I wonder how long before I can take my clothes. love. So many days I would be walking up down the road. I would look down on my country clothes. I would wonder how long before I can share my love. I wonder how long I can share my love. So many days it'd be raining, raining and snowing. You can see the convicts standing looking down on the toll. I wonder how long before I can change my clothes. I wonder how long I can change my clothes. Look at y'all tipping up and down the road. Saw you come along there riding and watching them toll. I wonder how long before I can change my clothes. I wonder how long I can change my clothes. My baby come to see me, asked how I was getting along. She asked the sergeant, do we have it out? How long would it be before I can change my clothes? I wonder how long before I can change my clothes. I wonder how long I can change my clothes.
Remember last election, everybody was in action, trying to find themselves a president. There was a man named Lawson, from New York down to Boston, representing the colored people we have seen. My brother was a voter, also a great promoter, going around giving advice. They go down to the poll and vote. Did our voting once, we voted twice. He's in their jailhouse now. He's in their jailhouse now. We got him downtown in jail. No one to go his bail. He's in their jailhouse now. I went downtown last Friday. I met a gal named Lighty. I thought she was the swellest gal in town. Started to call me honey. I started spending money. We went into a cafe and sat down. I thought that I was in it, buying a drink a minute, buying wine, champagne by the dozen. When I went to pay that man, I found that lady's hand in my pocket where my money was. They got a She's in the graveyard now. She's in the graveyard now. When I went to see that man, I found that old gal hand. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. She's in the jailhouse now. When I went to see that man, I found that lady's hand. She's in a jailhouse now.
All right, from here on in, there is no talking. You are to keep your hands to yourself and don't make any sudden moves, okay? You are here in Bitslap Prison. I'm the warden, KBC, and you know why you're here, all right? We don't have to bandy these things about. What I need you to do right now is to take everything out of your pockets, everything, combs, money, wallet, drugs, paper clips, sandwiches, anything in your pocket. You need to take them out, put them right over here. They're going to be put in this envelope, which you will sign for, and you will receive everything in it back when your time is up. And now what I want you to do is to put your feet behind that little white line there you see on the floor. Lean forward, spread your hands on this desk, and spread your legs as well. Sergeant Gornan will be in here in just a few minutes. He's going to yank down your pants and have his way with you. I advise you to make it as easy as possible for yourself, okay? He does enjoy his work. All right, we started out with Johnny Cash from the Wholesome Prison album, and that was the Starkville City Jail. Apparently it's a true story, right? Hey, what the hell? The Conception Corporation after that, Johnny Cash at the Wholesome Prison from the Conception Corporation. We heard a thing from John Oliver from his HBO Last Week Tonight show, and that was a thing I did about prisons. I did a serious editing on that. It was about 17 or 18 minutes to begin with, and I edited it down to 2-3-minute segments, so you'll hear the other one in a little bit. Just so you know, I want everything to be above board. I don't want to get in trouble for it. I know what Sergeant Gornan can do. After that, the Bob and Tom band, Prison Bitch, in the Jailhouse Now, number one, was Jimmy Rogers from 1928, a version he stole pretty much from Blind Blake, which you heard also in this set. The Supremes, the Chain Gang, and I guarantee you the Chain Gang went a lot easier on the Supremes than it would be for you or me. All right? Theola Kilgore after that, the Sound of My Man working on the Chain Gang. That's an answer song, which I played a couple of months ago. Thought it deserved a second shot. Please, Mr. Jailer, was Winona Carr, Kippadada, My Baby's in Jail. And then the original version of Booker White's Parchment Farm Blues, written by, performed by, guess who? Booker White. And then Blind Blake, he's in the Jailhouse Now, the original version. And of course, as is true in a lot of cases, a lot of those songs were just kind of stolen, or everybody was playing them, and Jimmy Rogers wrote two different versions of the same song. So who do you want to give credit to? That's up to you. Anyway, here comes Sergeant Gornan now. Have fun.
Them clothes got laundry numbers on them. You remember your number and always wear the ones that has your number. Any man forgets his number, spends a night in the box. These here spoons you keep with you. Any man loses his spoon, spends a night in the box. There's no playing grab ass or fighting in the building. You got a grudge against another man, you fight him Saturday afternoon. Any man playing grab ass or fighting in the building spends a night in the box. First bell is at 8:05. When you will get in your box. Last bell is at 8. Any man not in his bunk at 8 spends a night in the box. There's no smoking in the prone position in bed. To smoke, you must have both legs over the side of your bunk. Any man caught smoking in the prone position in bed spends a night in the box. You get 2 sheets every Saturday. You put the clean sheet in the top sheet in the bottom sheet you turn in the laundry boy. Any man turns in the wrong sheet spends a night in the box. Which? No one will sit in the bunks with dirty pants on. Any man with dirty pants on sitting on a bunk spends a night in the box. Any man don't bring back his empty pop bottle spends a night in the box. Any man loud talking spends a night in the box. You got questions, you come to me. I'm Carr, the floor walker. I'm responsible for order in here. Any man don't keep order spends a night in the box.
The East River skyline is silver and gray, and I wonder what the world outside's doing today. The hustlers and the con men all fight to survive, and the little guy gets shafted just being alive. Rikers Island, said the judge as he got to his feet. We must stamp out all the violence and clean up our streets. Rikers Island, said the judge as he studied the case. Rikers Maggot's Island will soon wipe that grin off your face.
Footsteps in the cell block, a key in the door. It's a couple of guards counting even the score.
And they kick you and they beat you out of hatred and fear. And I'll sure pay the world back when I get out of here. Rikers Island, where the time takes so long to go by, where the rednecks and the drill squad are ringing me dry. Solitary confinement when you step out of line. Rikers Island, Rikers Island is twisting my mind.
Is law. Governor slams the system and passes the buck.
Immigration, big families, no love and no hope. And we all watch the world as it swings on the rope. And I listen to an inmate's monotonous song as one by one the lights of Manhattan. Come on. Rikers Island, Rikers Island has driven me mad. And I lay there and I think of the women I've had. And I shake and I scream and I cry and I swear. And a God says knock it off and shut up in there. Rikers Island, sit the judge as the sentence was run. But sometimes I think I'd be better off dead.
Baker and his man. you gonna do about it? What you gonna do?
Especially she put up your bail, I think.
Well, I left the
town of Nashville to go fishing in Center Hill. I took along some moonshine and no pain did I feel. When I crossed in DeKalb County, I was high and flying low. They checked my speed on radar, but I outrun the state patrol. I had just got out of Smithville when I turned my car over. I just passed Sidon's store, hit Robert Gunner's dozer. Though I tried my best to get away, my legs just wouldn't start. That's where the law caught up with me at that brand new trailer park. You have heard of Folsom Prison, San Quentin you know well. But I'd rather be in either one than in the Smithville jail. Everett Hall, he came and got me. I saw Blue Lockhart smile. The sheriff just stood back grinning, said, you're gonna be here for a while. When the judge gave me my sentence, well, I could hardly speak. He said 30 days in Smithville, working 7 days a week. After every day was over, now this old boy was pooped. And I still turned green in the face when someone mentioned soup. After all my time was over, I lost about 18 pounds. Working for that model city sure cut my waistline down. Well, you better heed my warning if you go down to Center Hill. You better not be drinking if you're behind the wheel. Cause Deacon Hall, he's gonna get you. And if you can't make your bail, they got a place reserved for you down in the Smithville jail. You have heard of Folsom Prison, San Quentin you know well. But I'd rather be in either one than in the Smithville jail. Yes, I'd rather be in either one than in the Smithville jail.
Do 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 do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. By now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law. Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful. But she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better. I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had. And he said, son, let this teach you not to race.
The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
With a girl I used to know, the door to my cell is open wide, and a voice cries out, oh no. The judge says I'm guilty, my sentence is to die. I know I've been forgiven, but the price of love is high.
Medical spending in prisons dropped by $30 million and staffing levels plummeted. 50 people died in Arizona Department of Corrections custody in just the first 8 months of this year. Compare that to 37 deaths in the previous 2 years combined.
You could hire the people who pretend to be doctors on Grey's Anatomy, and you would probably have a lower mortality rate and a lot more intrigue. Cutting costs has led to some incredible things happening in Arizona. One prisoner had a C-section in jail, and this is how she says they treated her.
They decided to use sugar, kitchen sugar.
What do you mean they use kitchen sugar?
The packets, like McDonald's, the sugar, they would open it, pour it inside, and put gauze over it, tape it up, and I'd had to do that for like 3 weeks.
And they poured them in your C-section?
Yeah.
Did they tell you why they were doing that?
I don't know. But basically, it's a home remedy.
Sugar was used to treat wounds before the advent of antibiotics back in the early 1900s.
But then we all decided it was no longer an acceptable medical practice. Like curing a child's cough with heroin. Well, look, he's not coughing anymore. Yeah, he's not really doing much of anything anymore. And I can't find any of the good silver. But look, look. You will never pay a political price for treating prisoners like this woman badly. Here is how one Arizona lawmaker responded to her story.
That doesn't sound like a true allegation. You know, prisoners have, 24-7 to think up allegations and write letters. I'm not saying that that some of them can't have a basis in fact, but you got to take them with a grain of salt, or in the case of the hospital, maybe a grain of sugar.
Now, I know that GEO will say that presents an unbalanced picture of their company. So in the interest of balance, I will point out that they got an award from the state of Florida citing their bold and innovative cost-saving business practices. Although I think we all know when the state of Florida gives you an award, that award is basically sarcastic. The award was signed by Florida Governor Rick Scott, who has led the drive for prison privatization in his state, but on one condition.
What I've said all along is that, yeah, this is an opportunity for the taxpayers of the state to save money. There's no way we'll do this if we don't save money. As you know, what the bill says is that if we don't save at least 7%, we don't do prison privatization.
And he's going to be at a fundraiser at the home of, and this is true, the CEO of GEO Group.
The story is that if you're condemned to death, they have to give you one last meal of your choice. Now, what is that all about, anyway? I mean, a group of people plans to kill you, so they want you to eat something you like? Is it a joke? Do they think the food part will take your mind off the dying part? Or do they just prefer to kill you when you're coming off a peak experience and you're full of positive energy? I'm not sure what kind of sick game is going on, but what the hell, you might as well play along. Have a little fun. Order a Happy Meal. Tell them you want to go to Hooters and eat on the patio. Inform them you've converted to a religion that embraces cannibalism and you'd like to eat a baby with a small salad. I just think there's some great potential here for fun and mischief. In fact, I'm thinking that if you worked it just right, you might even squeeze a little extra time out of them. Time to file a couple of hundred more frivolous appeals. Because as I understand it, they have to give you any meal you ask for. Not including elephant, of course. You can't expect them to start in a whole new elephant just for one meal. But short of that, they have to give you pretty much what you want. It's part of the humanity involved. Let's kill this fuck, but let's be civil. So I say have a little fun. Buy some time. When they ask you what you want, tell them you can't decide. That's all there is to it. You can't decide. Gee, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want steak or lobster. I mean, I really love them both. Haven't had lobster in quite a while. But on the other hand, I really love chicken. It's my good luck food. And they're both rich in protein. I just can't figure it out. What can they do? Can they kill you under those circumstances? Can they go ahead and kill you if you honestly don't know what you want for dinner? Tell them you're willing to take a lie detector test and truth serum, but you honestly can't decide. Can they kill you? Huh? Can they drag you down the last mile screaming, "Surf! Turf! I'm on the horns of a dilemma!" I think they'd have to give you a little more time. Imagine if you kept it up for 6 months. Think of the headlines. Condemned man still alive, can't decide, leans toward lobster. 3 years go by, 5, 7, and then finally one morning you wake up and it's clear as a bell. All right, I've decided, and I don't know why I didn't think of this a long time ago. I'm going to have the lamb chops. All right, lamb chops it is. And how did you want them cooked?
Jeez, I hadn't thought of that. Let me see. How do I want them cooked? Listen, guys, can I get back to you on that?
Hungry man executed.
Now, I heard the warden say, I had one more day, one last meal before they let me away. And he said, if we ain't got it, we'll go out and get it. You don't have to go till we come back with it. So I said, give me two dinosaurs, eggs over easy, fried sugar bread, not too greedy, mosquito meat, black-eyed beef, and a little bit of bowl of butter, bee-bop-bee, a saber tooth, a tiger stick, a whole hippopotamus, well big, two cross-eyed catfish, and some wavy gravy in the left-hand dish. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't going till you come back with it. A captivating cup of crocodile dill, a purple watermelon and an alligator pill, a bottle of mellow mountain mist, and a female banana I can't resist. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. You ain't got it, go out and get it. I ain't going till you come back with it. Of jelly and a fried Rambo, a rainwater cocktail and a breeze Alamo, a barbecued brick of chocolate ice cream. Bring me a plate of stewed moonbeam. Now go and get my dinner, go and get my dinner. Hey, Mr. Watt, you better hear my spiel. I can't go without my lamb meal.
Sitting in my cell looking through the bars at all the con men in the prison yard. It won't be long till me and my friend Snake get ready to make our prison break.
Down the hall!
Now run, run real fast. At 12 o'clock sharp, the guard comes by. That's when I let out my crazy cry. My stomach hurts, man, I'm sick. He opens the door, Snake, let's split.
Down the hall!
Now run, run real fast. The warden told me when I first got in, if you be cool, Daddy, when we can all be friends. But I started riots, now I'm in for life. So without further hesitations, I will make my flight.
Down the hall!
Now run, run real fast. My friend Snake says, have no fear. Everything is cool, cause the coast is clear.
Down the hall! Through the grass.
fail.
Okay, I should mention I chose this music kind of as a tip of the hat to Glenn Jones and X-Ray Burns. One of their favorite guests was Joe Franklin, who died this weekend. And having met him a couple of times myself, I feel really bad because he was a sweet little old guy. Kind of not all there in the head, but he was adorable. All right, we started that set with The Family Dog and Riker's Island after a little piece from Cool Hand Luke. 10cc, that's right. 2 weeks in a row for 10cc. Who would have thunk it? And that was Rubber Bullets, of course. Johnny Bond, the Tijuana Jail. That's a Kingston Trio song. And they managed to make it totally boring, so I put the Johnny Bond version in. Paul Brown after that in the Smithville Jail. Tom T. Hall from 1969, A Week in the County Jail. After that, Loretta Lynn, Women's Prison. And that, of course, was from the album Van Leer Rose, which she did with Jack White and Meg White, the White Stripes. You can hear them there, and it's a really amazing album. You should check it out. Loretta Lynn and the White Stripes, together as you had always hoped. let's see, another piece from John Oliver's show, and then George Carlin, The Last Meal, followed by Hurricane Harry, The Last Meal. And then after that, Richard Berry and the Flares. Richard Berry, of course, wrote... Louie Louie, and had a lot of other hits when he was with the Coasters and the Flares, and he never gets enough credit, I don't think. So there you go. Thanks, Richard. And that does it. So what we got now is a failure. What we got now is coming up a couple of tunes to remind you what happens when you try to break out of jail and what last meals are for. So I want you to stay tuned for that. In the meantime, come in next week, and... we will be doing another Cat Day celebration, because I think I have enough cat songs. I'll find out, because I haven't done one of them in like 2 years. So this one's in honor of my little Lucy, who's doing fine, by the way. And then after that, a week after that, we'll be doing Valentine's Day, a bunch of love songs, as only I would dare. Okay, so you got your work cut out for you. I will see you next week. Please have a good week and stay out of trouble.
I've gotta be a leaving when the moon goes down. I'm gonna be swinging when the sun comes round. My days are numbered, there's no future for me. They caught me rustling, they're gonna hang me. I'm gonna do the boogie with the drop me beat. It's just a corny rhythm where you swing your feet. I'm gonna be dancing in the strangest way, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day. Swing high,
swing high,
swing low,
swing low.
It's a doggone pity, but I gotta go. My baby said she loved me, but I know she lied. My lawyer said he'd spring me, but he must have died. They're gonna be sorry when I'm far away, doing the hangman's boogie at the break of day.
to do this little boogie, you just hang around. You start it with the rhythm, then you swing on down. The music gets hotter, then you let it go. Everybody's watching, you're the star of the show. So if you want to learn it, here's the thing to do. Just shoot your lovin' mama if her heart's untrue. They'll have you a-dancin' in the same old way, doin' the hangman's boogie at the break of day. Swing high,
swing high,
swing low,
swing low.
It's a one-way ticket, but man, what a show. I hear the warden comin', so I'll say goodbye. I hear the music playin', and the time is nigh. I'm gonna be dancin' in the strangest way, doin' the hangman's boogie at the break of day.
Well, they're building the gallows outside my cell. I got 25 minutes to go. And in 25 minutes, I'll be in hell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they give me some beans for my last meal. 23 minutes to go. And you know nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. So I wrote to the governor, the whole damn bunch. 21 minutes to go. And I call up the mayor and he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. Well, the sheriff says, boy, I want to watch you die. 19 minutes to go. And I laugh in his face and I spit in his eye. I got 18 minutes to go. Well, I call out to the warden, hear my plea. 17 minutes to go. He says, call me back in a week or three. You got 60 minutes to go. Well, my lawyer says he's sorry he missed my case. 50 minutes to go. Yeah, well, if you're so sorry, come up and take my place. I got 14 minutes to go. Well, now here comes the padre to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so damn cold. I got 12 more minutes to go. Now the test and the trap, it chills my spine. I got 11 minutes to go. 'Cause the goddamn thing, it works just fine. I got 10 more minutes to go. I'm waiting for the pardon, gonna set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movies, so to hell with me. I got 8 more minutes to go. And now I'm climbing up the ladder to the scaffold peg with 7 more minutes to go. I better watch my step or else I'll break my leg. I got 6 more minutes to go. Yeah, with my feet in the trap, my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Well, come on something and cut me loose. I got 4 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I see the sky. 3 more minutes to go. And it's too damn pretty for a man to die. I got 2 more minutes to go. I can hear the buzzards, hear the crows. 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and near I go.